KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular separate meetings this morning. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Board will act on a suspension of taxes for a parcel of land in Section 28 owned by the City of Oneida. Their meeting begins at 8:30. In Greenfield, the Adair County Supervisors will hold a public hearing starting at 9 o'clock on a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment, and that'll be actually that portion of the meeting gets underway at 9:30, followed by approval of a resolution amending the budget and an appropriations resolution. At 9:45 this morning, the Adair Supervisors are scheduled to discuss and vote on a request by three Orient area farmers, all brothers in a third-generation business, to expand their hog operation. The Geidel brothers want to increase their hog confinement facilities from 2,500 head each to 5,000 head each. The owners of a nearby privately run tourist attraction, Hatfield Lakes, is protesting. The supervisors will discuss and act on a DNR notice of complaint, master matrix scoring, a review of correspondence, and then make a recommendation to the DNR with regard to the request. The meeting of the Adair County Courthouse begins at 9 a.m. News time is 7:08.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
A portion of Interstate 29 in Council Bluffs was closed for several hours Tuesday after a semi-tractor trailer leaked acid onto the road. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said the northbound lanes of I-29 and I-680 southbound was closed near the 25th Street exit on the west side of the city. The incident occurred sometime around 5 p.m. Traffic was allowed to resume a normal flow on the affected section of roads by around 8:30 p.m. There were no injuries reported and no other details released. Police in Red Oak report the arrest last night of a local woman. 44-year-old Holly Ann Burgess of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. in the 400 block of East Coolbaugh Street for a probation violation. Burgess was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 bond. Two people from Union County were arrested late Tuesday night in Adams County following a traffic stop. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a deputy stopped a vehicle for speeding along Highway 34 at around 11:50 p.m. Tuesday. During an investigation, it was determined the driver, Skyler Cook of Creston, had no valid driver's license. Cook was arrested for driving while suspended and brought to the Adams County Jail, where he was held on $566 cash bond. A passenger in Cook's vehicle, Caitlin Hughes of Creston, was charged with minor in possession of alcohol, person under the age of 21, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A Western Iowa elementary school teacher faces felony charges in connection to alleged inappropriate contact with former high school students. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office told the Daily Nonpareil that 44-year-old Michael Douglas Travis turned himself into authorities Tuesday morning after a warrant was issued for his arrest as a result of an investigation led by the Pott County Sheriff's Office that alleged that Travis had inappropriately touched two softball players during separate incidents in 2002 and 2006. He was released a short time later on pretrial supervision. Travis faces two counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for June the 10th at 9:30 a.m. If convicted, Travis faces a maximum of 10 years in prison on each charge. He's currently a fifth grade teacher at the Trainer Elementary School and an assistant softball coach at the Trainer High School, but he's on paid administrative leave, and that's been since April. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says they've identified three women that may be victims of inappropriate contact from Travis. They're pressing charges on behalf of two of those women since one of the cases no longer falls under the statute of limitations. A 14-year-old boy has been accused of sending a threatening email to several students and a staff member at a middle school in northwest Iowa. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the boy sent the email May the 12th to 16 students and one staff member at the Ridgeview Middle School in Early. Authorities say the email told recipients they had 3 days to live. School administrators were notified about the email several days later. A local newspaper reports law enforcement officials removed the boy from the school and was taken into custody. He appeared before the juvenile court officials before being released to his parents. Sheriff Ken McClure said there's no evidence the teen had planned to act on his threat. News time is 7:11.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your New Holland equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season from all of us at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Roger Mathias, age 77 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Roger Mathias will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Lee Herbst, age 70 of Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Carol Herbst will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. David Dean Littler, age 57, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for David Littler will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Donlina K. Ellis, age 66, of Harlan, died May the 14th in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Donlina K. Ellis will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ross Warren, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Ross Warren will be held on Thursday at 11:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Eleanor Stewart, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Eleanor Stewart will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. George Durgo, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Mavis Durgo will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rosalie Jean Outka, age 72, who's formerly of Harlan, died April 30th. Private graveside services for Rosalie Jean Outka will be held tomorrow in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Clarence Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Clarence Landis will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lee Rocker, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial service for Lee Rocker will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Comstock, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Comstock will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Doris Chambers, age 90, of Fowler, Colorado, died May the 17th. Funeral services for Doris Chambers will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Norman Treddy, age 86, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Norman Treddy are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.